Thursday, September 21st. The president had a fairly full day of appointments and odds and ends cleaning up prior to the travel tomorrow. Got into a discussion on political strategy on the press question of whether a landslide is not good for Nixon because it would discourage youth who would feel that the system hadn't responded and that thus they'd be more turned off. And he feels we should hit the press back on this, on the point, did they feel the landslide was so bad in 1964 when it was on the other side? It shows that people are getting away from party line and are not misguided by the media. They're showing the ability that they have to make the right decision. Got into some discussion on post-election ideas, the importance of appointing Catholics, Italians, Poles, and Democrats to top jobs, also labor people. Wants to be sure we get the names of top Democrats from Connolly and wants to get George Christian on our staff if we can. He feels we should not keep Flanagan except possibly as chairman of a commission. He doesn't have the subtlety to work in the White House. Also, Klein and Finch must go. Finch, of course, is anyway. On Supreme Court appointments, they're to be all conservative. The next one is to be a Catholic, the best ethnic we can get, or the Fordham dean. Then we need a woman. He's not concerned about Jews on either the cabinet or the court, any of the courts. But we'll keep Stein and Kissinger. As a guideline, we should work for Catholic, labor, ethnic, Democrats, not blacks, not Jews. He says he'll give Volpe ambassador to Rome if he wants it. No Democrat is to be appointed to anything unless he supported the president. In other words, it's only our Democrats that are to be considered at all. Rogers called to report that he had talked to Teddy Kennedy. There was concern before his call that Kennedy was calling to say he was going to go to Stockholm or Paris to pick up the POW families and that avoid their doing a military debriefing and so on. But Rogers called after his meeting with Teddy and said it was that Teddy had come to him as head of the refugee committee and said he wanted to send a group to North Vietnam of doctors, nutrition experts, and so on to see what's needed to rehabilitate North Vietnam after the war. He says he won't do it till after the election because it would be considered political otherwise and that he'll make no statement on it before the election. But he has talked to some individual people. That he was telling Bill this just for his information, not asking for support on it or anything like that. Bill mentioned to him that he guessed he'd be hitting the stump pretty soon, and Teddy laughed and said, I'm awfully busy. I have a lot of work I've got to do here, and I'd sure like to avoid it if I can. End of September 21st.